AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There is no declared winner yet in Pennsylvania in the Republican Senate primary. Heart surgeon turned TV celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick are in a virtual tie. McCormick told supporters last night,
"We have tens of thousands of mail-in ballots that have not been counted that are going to need to be counted beginning tomorrow. And so, unfortunately, we're not going to have resolution tonight."
His reference to tomorrow is today. Idaho Governor Brad Little survived a Republican primary challenge from his lieutenant governor, who was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. The Buffalo supermarket attack was the latest mass shooting in which the gunman wore body armor. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
President Biden notes store security guard Aaron Salter tried to stop the gunman.
He actually was able to shoot the assailant twice, but he had on a bulletproof vest.
The Violence Project's James Densley says at least 21 mass shooters over the last four decades have worn something similar, the majority within the past 10 years. He says the shootings are intended to be spectacles that people will notice.
And one of the ways you do that is, you know, you dress up like you're pretending you're in the military.
Getting body armor is not hard under U.S. laws, and it's unclear what effect regulating it would have, given the difficulty in regulating the actual weapons used in the shootings. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia says nearly 1,000 last-ditch Ukrainian fighters who had held out inside Mariupol's pulverized steel plant have surrendered. A 21-year-old Russian soldier facing the first war crimes trial since Moscow invaded Ukraine pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian. A former Minneapolis police officer pleaded guilty to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. This is AP News. Hundreds of climbers who scaled Mount Everest over the past few days are taking advantage of favorable weather conditions to return safely down the mountain. British climber Kenton Cool scaled Everest for the 16th time, setting the record for the most Everest summits by a non-Nepalese climber. Ukrainian Antonina Samolova hopes the message from her climb is
to be aware that in Ukraine we have still war, and Ukrainian people are still fighting for their freedom. For their future, and we need help from all the sides.
A Sherpa from Nepal, who now lives in the U.S., broke her own record, reaching the 29,000-foot summit for the 10th time, the most times any woman has climbed Mount Everest. Lakhba Sherpa has sights on the second highest peak.
Maybe K2. That is K2 season is very coming soon. We will see. I will tell you.
K2 is in Pakistan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.